NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Events marking the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington are underway, with tens of thousands of people converging on the nation's capital today. NPR's Allison Keyes is at the march, where Georgia Congressman John Lewis addressed the crowd earlier today.
Georgia Congressman John Lewis got a wild ovation from the crowd when he took the stage. He told him he stood here 50 years ago right in this spot. He's standing at a podium on the first set of stairs down from the Lincoln Memorial. He was 23 years old, and he joked that he had more hair and he was a few pounds lighter, that he could come back here to keep on in the fight for civil rights. He said that people here have to stand up. They cannot let the vote be taken away. People here have been very concerned about the Supreme Court ruling striking down part of the Voting Rights Act.
NPR's Allison Keyes. President Obama met with his national security staff this morning to discuss reports of a major chemical weapons attack earlier this week in Syria. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the U.S. is trying to figure out how to respond.
A White House official says the intelligence community is still gathering facts about what happened in Syria. The official stressed that while the U.S. has a range of options available, the president wants to make an informed decision in a deliberate way, rather than jump into action before all the facts are known. President Obama has described this week's chemical weapons attack as a big event of grave concern. On CNN, he warned that the U.S. has core national interests in preventing the use of chemical weapons, but he said the U.S. also must be cautious about being drawn into expensive, difficult, costly interventions. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Egypt has shortened its nighttime curfew by 2 hours, 10 days after imposing one during a crackdown on Muslim Brotherhood supporters in Cairo. Effective immediately, the curfew will last between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Officials say on Fridays it will start at 7 p.m. A wildfire that's spreading into California's Yosemite National Park is prompting a state of emergency in San Francisco, 150 miles away. Governor Jerry Brown issued the declaration because the blaze is threatening the city's power supply, and his deputy director of the governor's Office of Emergency Services, Kelly Houston, says it's water supply.
Up where this rim fire is, there's a lot of the infrastructure that helps transfer that water from up into the mountains into the San Francisco area. That includes pumps and pipes and wells and other things that they have up there that is a part of that entire system.
The fire has burned nearly 200 square miles, putting thousands of homes in danger. The blaze is only 5% contained. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Evo in the eastern Pacific could strengthen some more today. At last check, the storm had maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. This is NPR News. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says his administration will challenge the legality of new laws to create additional oversight for the city's police department. The city council voted to override the mayor's vetoes this week. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Mayor Bloomberg says the new laws will make it harder for the NYPD to keep the city safe and vows that his administration will go to court to prevent them from taking effect. Still, in his weekly radio appearance on WOR, Bloomberg sounded uncharacteristically subdued.
The fact that they overrode the veto wasn't a surprise. It's election year politicking rather than common sense in terms of what's right for the city.
The administration is also planning to appeal a federal judge's ruling that the NYPD's aggressive use of stop-and-frisk tactics violates the civil rights of blacks and Latinos. But the mayor's term will end in December, and the leading candidates to replace him have said they support efforts to end racial profiling at the NYPD. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Several bridges in Little Rock have been declared safe. Arkansas State Highway spokesman Randy Ort says authorities are trying to figure out what caused two barges to break free on the Arkansas River last night.
All the local authorities did the right thing, erring on the side of caution, and all three of the crossings, as well as two pedestrian crossings, were closed. We were contacted, and we had a bridge inspector on site a little bit before 8:30. Little Rock Fire Department provided a boat, so our inspector was able to get out on the water and look at the bridges.
Five bridges were closed for about an hour last night, causing traffic delays along Interstate 30 and in Little Rock's River Market Entertainment District. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.